going to talk to you about the Red Book of Ossory, which is finally making its way home. It was written a full 700 years ago by a very remarkable man. It's now going to be in its home place and open to the public. And Sarah Ledbetter, you're going to tell us all about the Red Book of Ossory. Sally Ledbetter. Sorry, I was told it was Sarah. Sally, good morning to you. Glad to have you on the programme. And tell us all about the Red Book of Ossory.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a very exciting day here in Kilkenny. We're waiting for the Red Book of Ossory to come back to the cathedral, to St. Canice's Cathedral, where it was written 700 years ago by Bishop Richard Ledred. And he's known as the most extraordinary bishop to ever hold the See of Ossory. He came to Kilkenny to try and put some shape into the clergy and the townsmen. So he did his best to instill some discipline and stabilize the community. So,
yeah, because it's quite a remarkable book. I mean, there's a lot of he lays out what were the fines for crimes that could get you excommunicated, oh, yeah, and also about the use of Ishkaba. He seems to have been a bit fond of the Ishkaba.
He was a man of faith and of science. And one of the things that he wrote in the book, where he just kept all the very important things, it was very expensive to create. So he only put in the very essential things for society at the time. And one of them was known as aqua vitae, the water of life. So it's the earliest recorded history of distillation, we think, anywhere in the world. And, of course, later it would have led to distilling whiskey. Ishkabah is the water of life, of course, in Goyaga.
And a weekend of big sport and a weekend of the All-Ireland. But Ledred banned clergy from playing footballs on the grounds of St. Canice's. He wasn't having any of that. And he also said they should put away their concubines. There you go.
He knew that Kilkenny would be a hurling county, so he banned them from playing football in the grounds. And he was amazed that in the church they were singing the local secular songs. So he rewrote the lyrics and he put them to the tunes that they knew, and they're still going on, still sung in St. Canice's today on a Sunday.
I mean, so this is a document, you could nearly compare it, say it's Kilkenny's equivalent of the Book of Kells, and the public will be able to go and see it and pages will be turned. Is that right?
That's right. So there will be four turns throughout the year, and we're starting with the pages that are dedicated to aqua vitae. And there's an exhibition that accompanies it, and we'll be holding talks and different activities. So people are more than welcome to come along, have a look around the exhibition. It will tell the story about the life in medieval Ireland as seen through the lens of Bishop Ledred. And it's going to be very exciting all year long.
And St. Canice's, I mean, it's always a great visit. It's not just a place of worship, it's a cultural centre. You're going to be very busy there during the Arts Festival, aren't you?
We are indeed, and we have some events coming up for the Arts Festival. And of course, the Arts Festival does bring many visitors to the city, and so we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm coming down there myself later next month, so I'm looking forward to that and a chance to look at the Red Book of Ossory, your latest attraction. Thank you very much indeed, Sally.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking to us this morning.